When you turn to William Shakespeare, you almost have to begin by giving the most impressive statistic about this man, which of course is this. From the time he died in 1616, right down to our time, he has always been considered the greatest writer in the history of the English language. That fact alone would be impressive, but it becomes even more so when you realize that William Shakespeare is regarded not only as the greatest writer in our language, but as the greatest writer of all time in any language. It is our extreme good fortune that we were born into a culture that speaks and writes the language that was written and spoken by Shakespeare. Of course, if you say that to high school students and then give them a text of William Shakespeare's to read, they insist that there must be some mistake. Students see immediately that Shakespeare's language is not, of course, the language that they speak every day. And yet, given the fact in English we have had three distinct periods, Old English, Middle English, and Modern English, some may find it surprising that Shakespeare does not belong to the Old English or Middle English period, but actually belongs to our own period. He is the first great writer in the modern English language. Obviously, over 400 years, our language has changed significantly, but Shakespeare remains a writer in the modern period, the one in which we live. Shakespeare's contribution to world literature has been in the field of drama. He did write poetry, but the works that secure his immortality are the 37 plays we believe he wrote. Almost all other great writers in the English language became famous either because they wrote poetry or they wrote fiction. Shakespeare stands virtually alone as a genius who wrote plays, and because he wrote plays, we have to treat him a bit differently. With other writers, Frost, for example, who wrote poetry, or Dickens, who wrote novels, if you want to know how worthy that author is, you simply take the book, you read the poem or the fiction, and you decide on its merit. But Shakespeare never wanted anyone simply to read his plays. He would think it absolutely ridiculous that today, if we want students to understand the greatness of Shakespeare, we assign them one of his plays. All too often, students sit in a classroom with the text before them, examining Shakespeare in the form of words, often difficult words, on a page. I also assume he would be highly amused at all the doubts as to whether he actually wrote those brilliant plays attributed to him. I know I am. I have never had one person ask, "Do you think Charles Dickens really wrote Great Expectations? Or might it have been William Makepeace Thackeray?" What is it about Shakespeare that has given rise to so much questioning of the authorship of the plays? It is true that he wrote long ago, and therefore many of the confirming biographical facts have been lost. But think of Chaucer. He wrote 200 years before Shakespeare, and nobody, to my knowledge, ever questioned the authorship of the Canterbury Tales. No, those who are convinced that Shakespeare could not be the writer of those immortal plays tend to have a rather snobbish objection to his authorship. You will notice that these doubting Thomases always put forward as the real playwright a man of much higher birth than the commoner Shakespeare. Their candidates are generally noblemen who travel widely, mingle with the best minds of the age, and led exciting lives overflowing with incidents and anecdotes. They point out that the few facts we do have concerning the life of one William Shakespeare are peculiarly dull. He never seemed to go anywhere of interest. Well, of course Shakespeare's life was dull. He spent it writing, directing, and occasionally performing in 37 brilliant plays. I tend to eliminate all noblemen as possible authors for these plays. They simply were too busy living it up to sit down and do much thinking, let alone all that magnificent writing. Ah, the Shakespeare doubters continue, but we know that Shakespeare dropped out of school at about age 14, and the school he left was in the backwater town of Stratford. How could an eighth grade dropout of a common country schoolhouse go on to write any play, let alone Hamlet or King Lear?